Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. Come on now, gather round, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game. I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Hey, 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 this is Athena with Life Unapologetic with Athena. I'm also here on the Wisdom App platform. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to everyone. Listen, this is an impromptu recording or message for Wisdom. It's going to be in real time for my podcast, Life Unapologetic with Athena listeners. It's going to be whenever you guys, whenever I drop this episode. But I was in prayer this morning and I was just kind of talking to God about feeling disconnected from social media, which isn't to me a bad thing, but feeling disconnected from my purpose in regards to creating content, being a voice in the atmosphere that is social media, and just kind of dropping whatever gems and nuggets I feel God gives me. And so I was just telling him that I felt like I lost my zhuzh. I actually kept asking Siri, what the heck does zhuzh mean? And I don't think he could give me a response. So I was just telling God that I kind of just feel like I lost my way when it comes to my assignment, when it comes to kind of doing this thing called messages or dropping messages or recording things. And so I did my little prayer. It wasn't huge and in depth, but what was funny is I have this book in my prayer closet and it's titled God's Purpose for Your Life. It's like a 365 day devotional. And so I was like, let me just open it up to today, July 20th, right? And so when I opened it up, it was titled In the Way You Hear. And that kind of slapped me in the face because, as you guys know, story time, recognizing God's prophetic voice has been kind of these snippets that we have been doing on that particular book, The King's Prophetic Voice. And you guys know, for those of you who follow me, we had just been reading, you know, bits and pieces of it as we've been kind of going through this journey. We stopped at part 6, go back and check it out. But it's all about hearing God's voice and how we all have the ability to hear God's voice, but also how he's speaking to us in different ways. And, you know, this year has been a difficult year across the board. I don't even want to say in my faith or in my walk with God only, but just in life, period. And I think getting back to myself and kind of going back to basics of what does Athena like? What does Athena want to do? Has been its own little journey this year. And so coming back to kind of the basics with God, coming back to the basics with creating content, coming back to the basics of my assignment, my ministry, my voice, those kinds of things have been interesting. But it all comes back to knowing God's voice or recognizing when God is trying to talk to you and what he might be trying to say in the midst of chaos, in the midst of noise. And so when I read that in the way you hear, I knew that for me, God was really talking about going back to doing story time on Wisdom, because I had been thinking about the Wisdom app and I'm like, I just don't have the oomph to get on and do it. So I'm literally jumping on doing this before I go to work. And so I wanted to make this a priority, but I wanted to read the scripture that was attached to the title of today's devotional. And it says out of Isaiah 58:9, you will call and the Lord will answer. And that kind of really touched my heart, because I feel like, and there might be many people like me this year where you felt like you've disconnected in some way. Maybe you were strong in a certain area of your life and a certain assignment and a certain project, maybe even in your walk with God. In your relationships, like things were really strong and life happened, right? Life happened, circumstance happened, situations happened, and it just threw you off. It completely took away the wind from your sail. Maybe you were like me, you were showing up, you were consistent, you were dedicated, you were going hard, nothing could stop you. You were unstoppable, right? You gained that momentum, you gained those followers, you had those titles. And something just removed all of that. Something just deflated that. And maybe you were like me, that you just had to step back. You had to release, relax, and you had to relate. But what does it look like after the step back? What does it look like after the pullback, the drawback, the isolation? What does that look like when you're trying to not be stagnant, when you're trying to not be self-isolated, when you're trying not to not procrastinate? What does that look like? And I felt like God was just kind of saying a lot of different things this morning in regards to when you're in that space of the rebound, when you're in that space of your comeback, when you're in that space of trying to gain that momentum again, that it starts with the basics of just hearing him in whatever way. And that's been so interesting to me this year, this month, this quarter, as God has just been speaking in really different subliminal ways. And I have had to find myself believing that God is speaking. I had to find myself knowing that God is speaking in a different way. And I had to find myself being okay with not fully understanding the message. And that takes me to story time this morning. I'm going to read two short parts of this book that we have been walking through together as a wisdom family, as a podcast family. Again, I'm recording live, Life Unapologetic with Athena podcast. You can find that on all the podcast platforms, but I'm also on the Wisdom platform because I love my Wisdom family. And so on both platforms, we have been doing story time and really just identifying how God is speaking to us wherever we are, whatever that looks like. No judgment. Wherever you are, however difficult, however easy, however high, however low that is, God is speaking to us, and he's trying to get us to understand that it may not be the way that we're used to it. It may not be the way that it was last month. It may not be the way that it was last year or last season. It may even be different. It may even seem out of this world, but if we just take the time to stop and to pay attention, God is always talking to us. So I wanted to start with this first portion called Worship in the Midst of Mystery. Maybe some of you like me have been experiencing God or even thinking, is this God? There have been these subliminal messages. There have been these things that have just been happening constantly. Maybe like me, it's been numbers. Maybe you've had fragmented dreams that really didn't make sense. But they did, right? They didn't make sense, but they did. Or you're seeing number sequences happen over and over again. And it's almost frustrating because you're like, okay, I keep seeing 111 or 1111 or 777 or 222 or 444, right? Or 911. And I understand a little bit, but what is the full context? And when I see it, what are you trying to say? What am I supposed to do? Or I'm having these dreams and they're all fragmented and some of them don't really make sense, but they do in a sense. But I just want the full understanding. Maybe I'm by myself. I could possibly be by myself, but I like to believe that if I'm experiencing these types of things, if I'm in these difficult seasons of life where decisions have to be made or things are coming back around where it's like, I've been here before. I thought I learned this lesson, but I really want to get this lesson this time. Maybe if you're like me, this might help you. And so it says, ultimately, God is purposefully getting our attention with any supernatural interaction with us. ultimately, God is trying to get our attention. Now, a lot of people get thrown off when they hear supernatural. Some people who are super churchy or religion think that that can mean new age or it's super sci-fi. But supernatural really is just because God is in a spiritual being, right? He's in a supernatural place. And a lot of times when God is trying to take us out of our situation or take us higher or separate us from situation and or circumstance, he does it very supernaturally. He does it very subliminally, right? And so here God is purposely trying to get our attention. Maybe you, like me, have noticed that God is trying to get your attention. If you just pay attention, I'm getting ready. Me and my family, there's a big shift happening, a big change happening, and we're really preparing and gearing up and doing all of the things. I'll share when I feel released to share, but we're doing all of the things, right? And there's a lot of apprehension, there's a lot of emotion, there's a lot of feelings in regards to this new season of our lives. And yesterday I noticed that I was watching shows or movies that really related to what we're getting ready to do. I didn't notice it until I did, if that makes sense. I didn't notice it until I did. And when I noticed, I was like, God, you really are in control of this thing. So let me stop my apprehension. Let me stop my doubt. Let me stop my fear. And let me really just believe that everything that is ever going to happen in regards to me, you already know about. And nothing can happen in regards to me that you do not allow. Even when I mess up, even when I make mistakes, even when I draw back, even when I'm fearful, even when I doubt, you are always in control. I hope this is helping somebody, because this is just kind of what I felt resonating in my spirit this morning. It goes on to say, even if you and I are unsure of the meaning, you and I can know that God is trying to get our attention. So you and I can stop, we can pray, and we can ask for wisdom. That was something that I did this morning. I have been reading, and I'm going to try to pull it up. I've been reading Psalms chapter 19 every morning. It's just a chapter that has been resonating with me. Psalms 19. I'm trying to pull it up, y'all, because I kind of feel led to do that. And it's been one particular part of Psalms that I've been reading that kind of has been resonating with me. I'm trying to bring up the verse, the part that I like, the part that resonates with me. And it says, who can understand, and this is Psalms 19, verse 12, who can understand his errors? Like, I think we sometimes find ourselves in certain situations, circumstances of life, and we really are beating ourselves up, or we really are doubting ourselves, or we really are embracing anxiety and fear, right? And doubt, because we don't really understand fully our identity. We don't really understand fully us, right? With this new change of season, I found myself really saying, okay, God, I want this to be a season where I know me. I want this to be a season where I know you. I want this to be a season where it's simplicity. I'm tired of the chaotic. I'm tired of the hustle and bustle. I'm tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses. I don't really want to care about the likes or the follows. I don't want to really care about others' opinions on what I may or may not do, how I may or may not do it. I just want to understand me. And so I love this scripture because it says, who can understand his errors? And it says, cleanse thou me from secret faults. And I'm like, God, just clean me up from the stuff, right? Clean me up from the stuff I don't fully understand or I don't fully know how. And as I read this every morning, I notice that us getting better wherever we are and whatever we're trying to do isn't going to happen in our own strength and in our own power. We can't do it physically. We can't do it mentally. It really takes us just letting go and believing that even though we can't understand our errors, we have to trust and rely on God to clean us up from the secret faults that might cause us to procrastinate, that might cause us to doubt, that may cause us to fear, ultimately holding us back. It goes on to say in verse 13, keep back the servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. And here's the thing, you guys, y'all know I'm a huge advocate with trying to break stuff down and make it simplistic. And I really ask God to help me with the word sin, because anytime I thought of saying the word or reading the word, I would just not want to read it or interact with that word because I didn't fully understand how to embrace the word in its totality. And God really gave me a definition of sin, which is bad habits. That opened up a whole opportunity to have real conversation with God, because now it made sense. God, keep me from my presumptuous bad habits. Let not my bad habits have dominion over me. How many of you does that resonate with? I know on Wisdom you can send up emojis. On the podcast, you can send an email. But asking God, don't allow my bad habits to overrule me, right? Maybe you're trying to start a business. Maybe you're trying to grow a business or a following or a product or a service. Maybe you're trying to walk out your purpose or your God-given assignment. And this is a prayer for you. Like, God, don't let my bad habits have control over me to the point where I don't continue, to the point where I remain stagnant. It goes on to say, then shall I be upright and I shall be innocent from great transgressions, right? Then I can actually do the things, hear the things, feel the things, be the things that you have called me to be. And I love the ending. The last verse says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. At the end of the day, however we see God, however we interact with him, we just want what we do and who we are to be okay with him, because he is us and we are him, right? And so let me get back to the book, because I have to get out of here. But it says, you and I can also thank God for, let me go back. It says, so you and I can stop and pray and ask for wisdom, right? Then you and I can also thank God for getting our attention and take it as an opportunity to worship God in the midst of the mystery of not yet fully understanding what he is saying. And maybe you are like me, having these subliminal opportunities with God where he's speaking, but he really isn't saying everything. He's showing us little tidbits of things, or we're feeling things inside, or we're feeling these wounds or these drawings or these emotions that we really don't have language to. What it's saying is, in those moments and in those times that you're feeling these things, just thank God for them. Trust and believe that it's God first and foremost. And then second, just thank him for the mystery of it all. So thanking God and worshiping God in the midst of mystery is a big key to relationship with God. When we are able to trust him, right? I always talk about the trust fall. It's that metaphor of you standing straight and someone is behind you, and you have to trust them entirely to catch your fall, right? And so the trust fall is the same thing as relationship with God. We have to trust that we have a relationship with God. We have to trust that he wants to have a relationship with God. We have to trust that our worth to God far more surpasses everything that we don't do right, or every hiccup or every mess up or every drawback. We have to trust that God loves us so much more than we can ever fathom, that the key is relationship. It goes on to say, worship him in the midst of mystery while you and I wait to understand the message. Stay engaged in the process of searching out a matter, searching out a thing, but worship in the midst of mystery. Here's the thing. Here's the catch, y'all. Here's where some of us might find ourselves. The temptation is to allow frustration to disconnect us from pursuit of the message giver if the message requires some searching out. Instead of being frustrated, worship in the midst of mystery. That's something that I often do. A lot of times when I am feeling frustrated, or I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired, I'll throw on some worship music. I'll throw on a song that really can say what I'm trying to say, or maybe can communicate what I'm unable to verbally communicate. And I'll listen to that song and I'll let it resonate until I'm finding myself singing the song out loud. One thing that the devil likes to do, one thing the negative things in life likes to do, is create frustration that will disconnect us. I was talking to someone at work and I was letting them know, because they were frustrated. And I said, you know, frustration just stops you from seeing clearly. It prevents clarity. And so whatever mechanism you have, or whatever exercise you have that can disconnect you from frustration, lean into that. The first thing is recognize that you're frustrated, right? And allow that to be so, because something is relevant that's causing the frustration. Get to the root of that, give it language, and then put in something that can counteract that frustration. To the unexplained yet, as a signpost to worship and be thankful until further revelation comes. So what she's saying in this particular part is, when we don't fully understand our season, when we don't fully understand our journey, when we don't even fully understand ourselves, we again have to believe that God is trying to say something in every moment of our lives, every situation, even if it's subliminal, even if it's metaphoric. And we have to believe in the mystery, even if it comes with some frustration, right? I find that when you're going into a new season in life, that it's very uncomfortable. And I find that it can be discouraging and frustrating because it is uncomfortable. Not many people like change, right? And so what I'm getting from this particular part of story time is that God is talking. I believe God is talking. And even though a lot of it is mystical, there's a lot of mystery, I have to be thankful for what I'm getting until I get full revelation. She goes on to say, hope in the process of seeking revelation is always our own responsibility to steward. That's so good, you guys. Hope, maintaining hope, leaning into hope, having hope for wherever you're at in your life, in whatever process you're in, you are responsible for seeking out what it's all about. I feel like so many times we want people to give us the answer to whatever it is that we're experiencing. We want to buy the answer. We want to buy the strategy. We want to buy the likes. We want to buy this. We want to buy that, with the hopes that it itself will bring about results. And more than not, it takes us to steward and us to do the work and us to seek out the deeper meanings of whatever our season, our circumstance, our situation is trying to reveal. Whatever that lesson is, we have to learn to be responsible stewards over the revelation of what God is saying. Come on, somebody. For instance, I'm constantly seeing numbers. I'm constantly seeing numbers. I'm constantly seeing numbers all the time. If I could show you my phone, if I could show you the screenshots that I take every time I see these sequences of numbers, I take a screenshot every time without fail. I have so many screenshots or pictures where I've been drawn to look at a certain time at a certain time. I'm responsible for saying, okay, God, what are you saying? I'm responsible for saying, okay, Athena, stop for a minute, meditate on this thing. I have a couple of places that I go that give me biblical meanings to numbers. And so one of the things that I've been doing to show that I'm responsible, to show that I'm stewarding my hope that God is talking first and foremost, one thing that I've been doing to steward and be responsible is going after what he might be saying in these particular platforms that give me definitions. And so I find myself seeing a number, contemplating on what am I doing in this moment that I see these sequences of numbers, and then what is the meaning of the numbers, and write that down. There's messages in everything that God may be saying subliminally. I went to Starbucks yesterday and I was in the drive-thru. And usually at this drive-thru, we have like a pond. We have like a waterfall and a pond that they've built where you can sit around and congregate. And usually there's you know, birds or, you know, whatever species that kind of come to. One time there was a bird bathing in the water. I thought that that was super, super refreshing to watch this bird bathe in the water, because God says that he takes care of everything, right? Everything he takes care of in his own way. And so I saw this bird, you know, bathing in the water, and really being taken care of by nature. And so yesterday, as I was sitting and just listening to the water, looking at the water, waiting for my turn, I noticed that there were all of these beautiful, enriched red dragonflies. Just dragonflies. I had not seen dragonflies in this color, let alone dragonflies in our area. I've seen butterflies in one season of my journey with God as he was talking through nature. And so I took stock in the fact that these dragonflies represented something that God could be could potentially trying to say to me. And it's my responsibility to look up dragonflies, to look up what their meaning is, to see if there's some metaphor, if there's some encrypted message that he might be saying. A lot of times when we are going through life's journey, right, it's circumstances, it's situations, we don't really want to do the work. We just want it to be over, right? We just want to come out on the other side. We just want to be wherever the end result is. I don't care what that looks like, God. I just want it to be over, okay? I'm throwing in the towel. I'm waving the white flag, and God is saying, it's not going to benefit you if I just give it to you. You can't handle the blessings that God wants to give to you if you don't go through the process. And part of going through the process is being a responsible steward of your time, of your emotions, of your thoughts, right? I'm doing this study with Cindy Trim, and she's talking about intentions, and she's talking about increasing your ability to go higher, have a higher frequency with God, like to be more in tune with you, with where you are and everything that it means. And it has been an amazing study. I've been taking notes, and I'm going to do some podcast episodes as well as some wisdom episodes on my notes in this particular study of intention. And one of the things that really has been sticking with me in this particular study is she says that the heart, when you look up the meaning of the word heart, it's the mind. And so many times we think our heart and our mind are two different things when they are one. And so to have control over the heart is to have control over the mind and the thoughts. And guess what? Having control over my mind and my thoughts gives me control over my emotions. Having control over my emotions gives me control over my habits. Come on, somebody. Over the things that can be unhealthy for me, over the ways, over the actions that can cause things to be unhealthy or not serve me well. And so I find myself saying, God, increase my ability to control my intentions. I want to have control over my intentions. Increase my frequency to hear you versus having to struggle throughout the process. Increase my frequency so that I can make the better decisions. I don't feel that you want me to make mistakes to get to the better. I feel that you want me just to stop, relax, relate, and release. Increase my intention, in essence, have control over my mind and my thoughts and my actions so that I get the lesson in the season and I prepare myself for the next. I'm done, y'all. I'm done. That's all I got. That's all I got. Listen, if you have been listening to this, I hope that this has blessed you as much as it blessed me. I'm going to come back. I'm not going to say when, but the next part of story time is building faith for more. How many of us need to build our faith for more? Maybe you're in a really rough spot in this season, and maybe it just sucks. Maybe you're in that uncomfortable space of change. Maybe you're in that space of figuring things out. Maybe you're in that space of who am I, right? Like, what do I like to do? Where do I want to be? Am I putting down roots? Am I in the right place? Am I in the right relationship? Am I in the right career? Do I know my purpose, my assignment, etc.? I mean, the list goes on and on. And in those questions, we have to learn how to build our faith for more, how to build our faith for our next. So I'm going to come back and read that part out of the book as part of story time. But I leave you with this. God is leading you to the way that he speaks to you in this season. And it may be different from the way he has ever spoken to you in past weeks, days, months, years. Embrace whatever it is that he's trying to lead you into. Embrace whatever it is that he's trying to say to you. And let it be enough. Let it be enough for you, even if it isn't the full message. Believe that God is speaking to you, even if it isn't complete, the revelation isn't complete. Even if you don't have complete clarity, build your faith, steward responsibly your actions to what you feel God might be saying, and go after the more. Listen, for all of those on my podcast, Life Apologetically with Athena, Life Unapologetic with Athena. I don't even know the title of my podcast. I've had it for several years. Listen, thank y'all for listening and tuning in and rocking out with me. All of the supporters, we are in so many different places with this particular podcast. For everyone on Wisdom, I appreciate you all. All of the followers, Wisdom, you guys really rock out. Until the next episode for the podcast, I'll talk with you guys soon, and then I'm going to close out Wisdom. Bye for now. Hey, Wisdom, listen, thank you so much. Thank you for rocking out with me. I appreciate you guys. I love these story times because they're always different. They always give something a little bit different. And so I definitely love doing the story time. Definitely love doing the story time. And I hope that you guys get as much out of it as I get. You know, in my comeback, y'all, I have been off of the scene and really just going back to basics for me, really just kind of figuring out what I want to do in this new season of my life. And, you know, I just don't want it to be, it's not that I don't want it to be hard. I just don't have the energy for all the extras. I even go on social media and I see people still doing the same process, right? Still doing that same process of being relevant, that chase of being current, that chase of building momentum. And I'm just like, God, you know, I thought that that was where I wanted to be. I thought that that was the process that I wanted to be in. But I realized it took so much value out of my life than it added. I'm going to say that again. Trying to keep up with the Joneses, i.e. social media, its strategies and its processes, it took a certain quality away from life for me. And I even feel it even now having this conversation with you guys that it's so easy for me to not feel obligated to do those things. It should feel effortless. It should have a sense of peace. It should add a sense of value and worth in whatever you're trying to do and in whatever direction you're trying to go. I always say this on my Wisdom platform to my Wisdom listeners that when I get on Wisdom, I always feel like I'm speaking to the entrepreneur or I'm speaking to the individuals who are finding their purpose or walking in purpose. I call it your assignment, right? I believe that God gives us assignments to partner with him to do. And I feel like I'm always speaking to those individuals who are walking in and through their assignment. And so wherever you are in your assignment, wherever you are as an entrepreneur, wherever you are in your ministry, make sure that you get back to basics every now and then. Make sure that you take some time to recalibrate. Make sure that you take some time to ensure that you know the direction that you're headed. And I always say this, you know the direction that God has you going. Know it so well that you know when you've gotten off track. I need y'all to get that. In life, I believe we have to know our identity. We have to know what we are here to do. This is for everything. This is for employment. This is in your relationships. This is in your friendships. This is in your pursuits. This is in your personal time. We have to begin to learn who we are and what we're here to do so emphatically so that we know if we're off track. So well that we know something is out of place. I was talking to God and I was like, you know, in this next season with it being such a huge change in my life, God, I really want to know me, you know, when it is all said and done and we have made the transition, I want to take time to really create an understanding of who Athena is this year in her life and where she's going for the next year, right? I just turned 41 and I'm grateful for it. And I'm like, God, I want to know where I'm headed. I did my yearly evaluation of myself and I asked myself if I was proud of all of the things that I had endured or been through or accomplished from the previous year. And this year again, I could stand in the mirror and say, yes, I'm proud that I've built legacy. I'm proud that I've built platforms. I'm proud that I walked out in assignment and in purpose, but there's more, right? And I'm proud that I have an understanding of my identity up until this point, but God, I believe that there is more. And I believe that you are trying to lead me and show me and guide me to the more, but help me to not diminish the value and the worth of my life trying to keep up with this culture or the way that they do it or the way that people move or the way that people say it has to be done in order to get X, Y, Z. I just want to be in the space that you would have me to be in, even if it's unorthodox, even if it isn't by their strategy, as long as there is added value and added worth to my life in the everyday, I can be happy. I'm at a job and I'm working around people again. And as you guys know, I had been an entrepreneur for a little while, and so to go back to work was a process. It was a process, but now being there, I'm really seeing who I used to be in these people, them chasing the bag, right? Them trying to be recognized, them trying to be the stellar employee, them trying to add value to the company for various reasons. And I can stand there, hindsight is always 20/20, and see those same mistakes in these people that I had made in my career path. And I'm so grateful to know now what I know, that I have a totally different approach to employment. My employment and my paychecks have an assignment, and it is not about the 401k plan, and it's not about retirement. So I say all of that to say, when you understand your path, when you understand your identity, when you understand why you are who you are, why you think the way that you think, why you operate and move the way that you do, even if it's different from others, even if it causes some people to go their way, know who you are, know your process, know your journey, know your worth, know your value, know your ups, and know what can bring your downs. Know it all so emphatically so that you know when you're completely off track. Know it so emphatically so that you know, wait a minute, something's off. Wait a minute, that's not me. Wait a minute, that's not my interest. That those are projected things. I hope this is making sense, because sometimes we get so lost in the rat race and we get so off track of just us that we become discouraged, we become fearful, we become anxious, we become burned out, right? And disconnected, disorientated. I mean, I really feel like the first few months of 2022, I thought I was on a roll. I thought I was on a trajectory, and I found myself burnt out. I found myself disorientated from who I was, and everything was heavy, and everything was a lot, and everything had to be kept up with, and everything had to be maintained to the point where it was exhausting. Was I building legacy? Was I creating a name for myself? Was I releasing content? Absolutely. But the cost was losing myself. And at a certain point, I had to say, okay, God, I've gotten off track. Like, this is not in its entirety who and what you've called me to do and to be. And so I need to recalibrate. So recalibrate, or as I say, relax, release, and relate, and let God do what he does. Well, I love you, Wisdom, and I'll see you guys soon. Bye now.